Thursday, 3rd of April, Rabbi Eli Bishala, Hashmachas Chomer.
Rabbi Yisrael, I'd like today just to go through a little bit of the raid and the achroinim with regard to the mitzvah of Tashbitzu, the mitzvah of destroying chomet. And really we're going to learn two words in a toisus and tmura. Two words, and we'll have a few mahalchim, and I just want to be moist in my door before we start, that nothing, none of which I'm going to say today is my chidushim. I can't remember who to attribute what to, but this is the raid that goes in the yeshivas, and this is and hopefully if there's a little bit of time, maybe we'll have some divya god at the end, behemshich to what we're discussing here in halacha. Everybody knows the machlokes of Yudan Chachamim, if ein bir chametz ela sreifa, or sreifa is only one of many options. And you can be mefarer v'zei l'ruach. Maybe dafka you have to be mefarer v'zei l'ruach, we'll see in a minute. The Gemara in Tzachim in the Chafalof of Medalus, right here on our page, it's point number one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Biur Chometz Elo Sreifa. V'Chachamim are Chelek, and they say, Af, some are not good at this word, Af, Mefarer V'Zoyre L'Ruach Oymati L'Yam. Sreifa is not a condition of Biur Chometz. It doesn't say in the Torah, Tisrefu, it says Tashbisu. Hashpasa doesn't mean sreifa. So the Chachamim say it could be mashpis in any way you want. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be dafke sreifa. So the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, if we jump to point number 6, we'll come back. Mechaber Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Chachamim. Ketzad bir chametz, sreifoi, oi peiroi, v'zoire l'ruach, oi zorke layam. You can choose any of these options that you wish. The Ramah brings Hagav Haminig L'Sarfoy. The Minig is L'Sarfoy. But Mikir Adin, we don't paskin that it's Daske B'Sreif. You can be Mekayim Ashbatul Chomet, you can make a Brach Al Bir Chomet without Sreifa. Doesn't have to be Daske Sreif. Now, there's a Mishnah in Mesechet Tzmura. Where the Mishnah discusses various different things that are also about Noah, Psule HaMukdashim, Noisar, and so forth. And the Mishnah says that they generally fall under two categories. The Arden Nisrafim and the Arden Nikvarim. Those things that require burning, which the Torah says, Beish Yisarev, like Noisar and other things. And there are other things which are also about Noah, and you have to get rid of them, but it doesn't require Sreifa, and they fall under the category of Hanikvarim, that you have to bury them. You have to bury them. You don't have to burn them, you can bury them. And the Mishnah says, the Gemara brings in Tzmura, in the Flamed Dalet, the Medalev, that Hanikvarim Afron Osur. Those things that require Kvura, those things that don't need Daske Sreifa, the Afer, if it should turn into Afer somehow, remains Osur. Even if it disintegrates, even if it becomes Afer, it remains Osur. There's no action that you can take that will be matir, the remnants. Whereas Hanisrofim, Afron Mutar. The things that require burning, the Eifer is Mutar. So even though it's more Chamur, and you have to burn it, and these things are more Kal, you can choose any way of disposal. But there's a Kula as well, the Nisrofim, the things that have to be burned, once you burn them, it becomes Mutar, the Eifer becomes Mutar Bahano. You can give it to your Kelev, you can use it as charcoal, to paint your wall. But Hanikvarim, Afron remains awesome. That's the Gemara in Tzmura. And the Gemara goes on to say, Rabbi Yisrael, the Gemara goes on to say that Kol Hanikvarim, all those things that require Kvura, meaning that they don't need necessarily Sreifa, Lo Yisraifu. You shouldn't burn them. The things that require Kvura, you should not burn. Why shouldn't you burn it? Burning is a good way of disposal. It's no less than Kvura. The stronger eradication of the thing than Kvura would be. So the Gemara says, because if you're going to burn it, it'll be maybe Lidei Kula, people will think that you can have Anah from the Shirai. If you're going to burn it, people are going to think that this actually belongs to the category of Hanisrafim, and they'll think that Afron Mutar. So therefore, Hanikvarim should never be Nisraf. That's the Gemara in Tzmura. And the Rambam Paskins like this. The Rambam Paskins of Kol Hanikvarim, Lo Yisreifu, you shouldn't burn them, because if you burn them, you're going to have a problem. So the Magen Avraham asks in Hilchos Pesach and Siman Tov Mem Hei Sivkot and Aleph, he says, what's going on with Chametz BePesach? Chametz BePesach, if we paskin like the Chachamim that it doesn't require Dachya Sreifa, then which category should it belong to? Hanikvarim. If it belongs to Hanikvarim, then how does the Ramosi Aminig L'Sorfei? And how does the Rambam himself paskin that you can choose any one of the following? He says, Sreifa Mefarad Eilaruach. How can Sreifa be an option if it's Hanikvarim? And Hanikvarim is the Gemara Mufreshis and Tzmura. And the Rambam paskins like this Gemara in Hilchusul HaMakdashim that you're not allowed to be Sreifa anything that doesn't require Sreifa. Because everybody knows that the Nisrafim have a Kulo, that Afra Mutter. If you burn it, they're going to use the Afer. The Minig will become over many years that people burn it. And people will think that it's Mikra Din that you burn it. They'll think we paskin like the Yehudo that requires Sreifa. And it's going to become people are going to use the Afer. So this is really the question over here. This is the question of the Magen Avraham. And we'll see a few Mahalchim here. Let's see the Magen Avraham inside. So if you take a look, on point number 7. So this is quoting the Mechaber, right? He brings the Mechaber. Point number 6. Ketzad birchomet sarfoy oifoyroi v'zoyer l'ruach v'zoyerke layam. So the Aleph, after the word sarfoy, directs us to the Magen Avraham, Sifkot and Aleph, and he says, B'gemara didan gersinon v'chachamim moimrim af mefarad. The truth is, this is not a taina to the Rambam or to the Mechaber. The Gemara says, af mefarad v'zoyer l'ruach. So the Chachamim that consider Chametz the Pesach to be under the category of Nikvarim don't rule out the option of Sreifa because they say Af. If they say Af, that means that they allow for Sreifa as well. So the Kash is already on the Gemara. But the Magen Avraham points out that many of the Rishonim are not good as the word Af. Why are they not good as the word Af? Because of the problem with the Gemara in Shmura. If it doesn't require Sreifa, then you're not allowed to burn it. If you mustn't burn it, then you mustn't burn it. If you don't have to burn it, then don't burn it. So therefore, so you said, the Gemara did dan gersin, and if you look into our Gemara, he says, the Chachamim af mefarad. And according to this gear, it's about a Sreifa Adis. Because Sreifa is the stronger type of beer, the best type of beer. Ela the af mefarad dayer. Avo, gear to Sadiq Farosh. But the Rif and the Rosh are greatest, the Chachamim mefarad. Mashma daf ke mefarad. The tour that says that this belongs to the category of Nikvarim, which Afron Asur, so the Chayit would follow that you're not allowed to burn it. Based on this Mishnah in Seif Tzmura, call on Nikvarim lo yisareifu. Because you know, Shema Yavai lehanis ba'Afron. So the Girsa, the Rosh and the Rif is very well. The problem is, what's with the Rambam and the Mechaber as we have it that says that you can bury it or burn it. That is a problem. If you're allowed to bury it, then it's not from the Nisrafim. If it's not from the Nisrafim, we have a Mishnah in Tzmura that tells us that anything that is not from the Nisrafim should not be burnt under any circumstance. So ask the Magen Avraham, the same Al Rambam, Sheposak Sheafrei Asur? The Rambam paskens Afrei Asur. Afrei Asur means that this belongs to the Nikvarim category. And therefore, it remains asur. V'afilu hachi pasak shemuter l'soifoy. And nonetheless, he says you're allowed to burn it. U'besoif ilchas tzula ha-mekdashim pasak, the Rambam himself says, the kol ha-nikvarim lo yisareif. And the Rambam explains, sh'af api shu machmer b'sreifotan arei heikel ba'ofron sh'af sh'efer ha-nikvarim asur. Ad kan l'shen. So this is the question on the Rambam. What is Chametz b'Pesach? Does Chametz b'Pesach require dafke sreifo? Then don't allow for kvura. The Rambam, who says that you can be koivirit or mefarit v'zeri l'ruach, clearly holds that it's not from the Nisrofim. He paskins like the Chachamim. If he paskins like the Chachamim, we have a Mishnah in Tzmura that says that anything that's not toned sreifo, you shouldn't be sreifo. So what's in the Rambam? So the Magen Avraham gives a teretz, which is machmas koishi, the strength of the kasha. He gives a teretz, which is a chiddush. So chiddush pshat, find the Gemara and find the Rambam. And Magen Avraham says that the Rambam will learn that when the Mishnah says in Tzmura that hanikvarim you shouldn't burn, it doesn't mean that physically you're not allowed to burn it. You're allowed to burn it. You're allowed to burn it. Even though other Rishonim clearly say that don't burn it means don't burn it, the Rambam will learn it doesn't mean you're not allowed to burn it. It means you shouldn't treat it as hanikvarim. You shouldn't upgrade its status and consider it to be nisrafim because then you'll be matzah the Eifer. But if you're very strongly aware of the fact that this is not ton treifa. You just want to go and be machmer and be toiref, you can do so. That will be the Rambam's mahalach in the Mishnah in Tzmura, and therefore it can be good if Atma Farah Bezeil or Ruach HaNetzlar, even though it's Anikvarim, it could be treifa so long as you're aware that this doesn't belong to the category that really needs, essentially requires treifa. That's what the Magen Avraham says. That's what the Magen Avraham says. That the Rambam has a new pshat in Lo Yisreifu. Lo Yisreifu doesn't mean don't burn. Lo Yisreifu means don't consider it as something that requires treifa. Let's just see this inside. Says the Magen Avraham, the Efshar, the Hochik Omar, Lo Yisreifu Limnoik by Din Yisrafim, Li Yisneena be Ephraim. Aval Imiratu Lesreifu Shalayla Hanes by Ephraim. If you know that these are Nikvarim which will never be mutter, even Ephraim won't be mutter, then it's shari. The Lega Zinan Shema Yana be Ephraim. So we see from the Maril that you burn it and you have to immediately be koiver, so that it should be clear that you're not being makel with the status of this davro. So this is the mahalach of the Magen Avraham. I just want to share with you another few mahalachim over here in the yishuv of this Rambam and yishuv of the Mechaber and this kasha. Davni miluim. So over here, point number 8. We don't have to read it inside, because there's not a lot of time. Davner Miluim says like this. Davner Miluim says that if you really want to understand Nikvarim and Nisrafim, you have to look in the Gemara and Tzmura and see what's the Tam. Why is the Din? Why Taka is it that Nisrafim, the Eifer becomes Mutter? L'chayra, if it's Nisrafim, it's more Chamur. It's more Chamur. The Torah wants you to destroy it entirely. So Meicha Teisa that the Eifer should be Mutter. What's the Tam? So if we didn't have a time, we wouldn't just speculate. But there's a Toysus in Tumura that tells us. The Toysus in Tumura gives the reason why Hanistrafim, the Eifer, becomes Mutter. And Toysus is like this. Toysus says that there's a difference between Ikvarim and Nisrafim. Nowhere in the Torah does it say you should bury something. It doesn't say bury something. I know it says Beish Yisarif, you have to burn it. It doesn't say you should bury anything in the Torah. Why do we bury it? Because it's Asur B'Hanah. And if Tassu B'Hano, you have to rid yourself of it, you shouldn't come to eat it. Says Toysus in Tzmura, Hanisrafim, when you burn it, you're performing the mitzvah. You're performing the mitzvah. The Torah gives a solution. The Torah says, don't have Hano, rather burn it. Burn it. So when you're burning it, you're being Mekayim its mitzvah. Once you're Mekayim its mitzvah, that's its magic. There are two types of kachim. There's kachim that are not psulim, and those you put on the mitzvah. And our kachim that are psulim, the psulim amikdashim is not pshat, we have to get rid of it. The mitzvah of psulim amikdashim is treifa. That's its mitzvah. So once you perform this mitzvah, it comes full circle and it becomes mutter. It's only after until you perform this mitzvah. But once nasis mitzvason, it becomes mutter. Mashenke nikvarim, even though if you look in the Rambam or in the Gemara says you have to be kavurit, but there's no kiyum in the mitzvah of kavura. Kvura is a technical need, you have to get rid of it, so you're kavurit. There's no kiyum. If there's no kiyum, there's no nasis mitzvotam. It's never reached a point where you can say you've already done what it requires. And therefore it remains offset even if it turns into aphis. So two words, the Toysus and Tzmura tells us that the reason why anisrafim are mutter, afron mutter, is because nasis mitzvotam. Two words, these are the key two words we need to properly learn today. Nasis mitzvotam. Its mitzvah was performed. Once its mitzvah was performed, it becomes mutter b'hanah. That's Toysus and Tzmura. Says Davni Miluim, Rabbi Isai, this distinction between nasis mitzvotam and no nasis mitzvotam is very good. It holds true when you're talking about psuli hamukdashim. When you're talking about kachim, there are two categories of kachim that are asur b'hanah. Some decide to stipulate on wanting to perform a mitzvah forever, and some decide to just don't have enough of it. So the chacham say burn it, they bury it. So the Mishnah says, don't burn it, because then you're going to think that Nasis Mitzvot, you're going to have a no. But Chometz B'Pesach, says Avni Miluim, Chometz B'Pesach, everybody holds that there's a mitzvah of Tashbitu. Everybody holds there's a mitzvah of Tashbitu. Even Chachamim that say Mefar V'Zeir L'Ruach, it's not Pshat, they hold, it's just a technical means to get rid of your Chometz so that you shouldn't come to eat it. The Torah says, Ach Be'em Arishin Tashbitu. So according to everyone, according to all Shittas, this is a Nasis Mitzvot. So what's the chashash, says Davni Miluim? If you're going to burn it and not bury it, you're going to have an off from it? You're allowed to have an off from it. You're allowed to have an off from it. Even according to the Chachamim that require only Kvura, if you're going to upgrade it and burn it, you can have hana'ah from it, because the act of kfur is also na'asis mitzvosei. Let me just recap, let me just repeat. The point that Toshis makes in Ksubis is, it's not a question of burning or bearing. That's not the distinguishing factor, whether or not it becomes mutar b'hana'ah. Burning becomes mutar, you can have the eitzah. Burying, you cannot have the eitzah. Toshis says, it's not a question of burning or bearing. That's balabatish, you cook. The longest of it is there a kiyum of a mitzvah, or is there not a kiyum of a mitzvah? Anything, excluding chametz v'pesach, anything that requires treifa, the act of destroying is a kiyum of a mitzvah. Once you makayim a mitzvah, not if mitzvah, it becomes mutter. Once you perform the mitzvah, it becomes mutter. Things that require kvura, there is no nasis mitzvah, there is no kiyum of a mitzvah. Chametz v'pesach says davni miluim, the Rambam knew was an exception to this rule. Because chametz v'pesach, even though it doesn't require treifa, there's still a kiyum mitzvah. According to everyone, there's a kiyum mitzvah. So according to all opinions, even the shittas that hold that you don't have to burn it, once you perform this mitzvah, the eifa would become mutar b'hana'ah. So who is to care if you're going to upgrade it and burn it? So you'll have an off on the eifa. That's the chash. You'll have an off on the eifa. It's okay. You're allowed to have an off. Even the opinion that says that it doesn't essentially require treifa also holds that it has a mitzvah. There's a kiyum of the mitzvah in the hashbasa. And if there's a kiyum of the mitzvah, it becomes mutar b'hana'ah. This is Avni Miluim Teres Rabbeinu. Is this clear? Yeah. So I just want to share with you two points. If we look at these words, Nasis Mitzvosoi Rabbeinu, both of these points are from Gedolei Olam. One is from Chaim. Chaim types up the word Mitzvosoi. We'll learn that one word together, Mitzvosoi. And then there's a voice from Rabbi Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel was a Goyin Adir. That lived in Poland before the war. He made a paper called Beis HaOitzer. Beis HaOitzer was an encyclopedic word that goes from Aleph till Tav, all of Aleph Beis, and in each one of these things he goes through with Pilpul and Chrisis and Amkis, and you can find amazing things in that paper. The only problem is that we only have Aleph and Beis left. The rest from Gimel till Tav is lost. So from Aleph to Beis, for example, if you look under Ovis, he'll go through the Ovis, whether they were had a din of Bnei Noach or a din of Yisrael, for example, that thing through Shas, and each raya is of Pilpul Oruch with Lambis and Amkis. Amazing, it's an unbelievable Sefer. And under Eifer, he discusses this Shaila as well. So from the Yosef Engel, we'll type up the word Nasis, and for the Chaim, we'll type up the word Mitzvosoi. Mitzvosoi. What does it mean, Nasis Mitzvosoi? Its mitzvah was performed. So Reb Chaim stelt on a different nekuda, which we're not going to see it in context. Let's just take out this word that he says. He says like this. He says, how could it be the Chulkim and the Rambam, the ones that say that the Machlekes, the Yehuda and Chachamim, whether or not Kvura or Treifa determines whether the Eifer is Mutter or not? So he asks this question. Kiveget the Klash, he says, according to everyone it should be Mutter, because by Chametz v'Pesach it's not his Mitzvah. Even if it doesn't have to have treifa, it might not have to have treifa, but still nasis mitzvosoi. Says Reb Chaim, you're learning the Toisus and Temura. Toisus says nasis mitzvosoi. Don't take its face value. Was there a mitzvah or was there not a mitzvah? Chametz v'Pesach is always a mitzvah, so the eifa should always become mutter. Chaim says no. Toisus says nasis mitzvosoi. Its mitzvah. Toisus says its mitzvah was nasis. Once its mitzvah was nasis, it becomes mutter. Says Reb Chaim that the difference between the shita of Rabbi Yehuda and the shita of Chachamim and Bir Chametz is whether there is a mitzvah in the chetza of the chametz, or whether there is a mitzvah on the gaver that he shouldn't have chametz. If there is a mitzvah in the chetza of the chametz, then the Torah would specify. According to you have to burn. If the chetza of the chametz requires a mitzvah, then the Torah says it has to be b'sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda teaches the word Tashbisu to mean treifa, because Rabbi Yehuda understands that Tashbisu doesn't only mean that you should rid yourself of any chametz in your possession. The chametz requires treifa. See, the kiyum in the chametz, the chetz of the chametz, nasis mitzvah. Once you burnt it, then you brought it full circle. The chametz has now had its mitzvah performed. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim who say that after the father of Israel Ruach and Pshat, they learn that the Chametz doesn't require any mitzvah. Chametz you're not allowed to have. If you have Chametz, you rid yourself of Chametz. Avadu you make a mitzvah, avadu you make a bracha, asher kedishanu b'mitzvah yitzvah na al bir Chametz. But the chametz is not a chetzer shal mitzvah. Or it's not even a something with which you're being mekayim a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah that you're ridding yourself of chametz. You're ridding your possessions of chametz. But there's no kiyum in the actual object with which you're performing this mitzvah. So therefore, Reb Chaim says, that's the difference. When Tosfos says, Nasis mitzvosei means its mitzvah was performed. Noisor, the Torah says you have to burn it. Its mitzvah was performed. Once you performed the mitzvah, now it came full circle, you can have enough on the acre. Chametz v'Pesach, true, there's a kiyum mitzvah, kula alma. Even according to the Chachamim, there's a kiyum mitzvah. But there's no kiyum in the chesed of the chametz. Just because you did your mitzvah, therefore the chametz should become mutter. The chametz becomes mutter if its mitzvah was performed. But the fact that you did a mitzvah that you shouldn't have chametz doesn't change the status of the chametz. To change the status of the chametz that it should go from being iser to becoming heter, you have to perform a mitzvah in the chesed of the chametz. This is the Reb Chaim's taich of the word mitzvah soy. Now let's see how the Yosef Engel taiches the word nasis mitzvah. Again, I'm based iser under the insert of aser. What? You burnt it.
Yes.
Yes. But that wasn't the kiyum of the mitzvah. You happen to choose to be Makai in the mitzvah in this oysen. No. The eifer is still here. It's not a pshat that because it changed physically. Toysa says because nasis mitzvah, so it becomes mutter. Not because the object changed. It becomes mutter because it served its purpose. According to the Chachamim, the Chachamim never had a purpose. Nice, it has a purpose. The Toysa says, Beishi, the chametz had a purpose. You had a chiyuv. You have to rid yourself of chametz. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the makor? What's the makor of the Yehuda as be chametz to after sleep? Okay. That's it. There's an angle says like this. He says, let's take a look at the difference between kavura and sreifa. He says, if you have to have kvura, if you have to have tereifa, pshat is that the chametz has to be entirely destroyed. You have to rid yourself of any chametz. The chametz has to be burnt. If you have to have kvura, if you could have kvura, if you can get away with kvura, is the taich that the chametz doesn't have to be destroyed. The chametz has to be inaccessible. It has to be inaccessible for the duration of Pesach. V'harai, you can be kovetz. If you kovetz, it's still there. So when were you mekayim the mitzvah? Let's say you were kovetz. When were you mekayim the mitzvah? At what point could you say nasis mitzvot? It's already been performed. At the end of Pesach, it's never nasis mitzvot. Because somebody can undig it and bring it back. It's never nasis mitzvot. You choose to burn it. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, your choice to burn it doesn't change the nature of the mitzvah. You found the hechatimta that it shouldn't be possible to bring it back, but that's not a requirement from the Torah. The Torah's requirement is that this chametz should remain inaccessible for the entire Pesach. You know that in this case it's not going to come back because you burnt it. We all know it could be megala to us that in this case somebody ate it from under the ground, it's not going to come back. It doesn't make a difference. The kiyum mitzvah is the fact that it's mushpat for the 8 days. That's when nasis mitzvah is. So the eighth will never become mutter. So we have two reasons why we should make a distinction between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, even though in both cases the kiyum mitzvah. Although there's a kiyum mitzvah, it doesn't qualify as nasis mitzvah. For two reasons. First of all, because even if there was a mitzvah that was performed, it's not mitzvah of the chepsa of the chametz. The mitzvah of the gavur, he should rid his house of chametz. That's number one. And number two, even that mitzvah, it's not nasis. It's not nasis until the end of Pesach. So you wouldn't be entitled to have a noah from the Aser. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, the truth is that there's more to discuss over here. Maybe if we come back between now and Pesach, we'll take it further a little bit. I just want to finish on a lighter note, maybe a little bit divrei agada, because the Olam shouldn't accuse me of bittul Torah for an entire 30 minutes here. 25 minutes is... Yeah. I was just like this, Rabbi said. The truth is, it says in Sforim, Moshe Rabbeinu said that, when the Gemara says that Shloish Yimei Kedem Machal, Dorshin Hilchot Machal, right? We learned from Pesach, Moshe Amid the Pesach Rishen, and he was learning about Pesach Shein. And that means to learn the halachas of the Chag. What are the halachas of the Chag? To learn Hilchot Pesach, which all the simanim of Hilchot Pesach. But there's also another dimension to this kiyum, and that is to learn what is the toichen of this, of the mitzvah, of the yontif. Every mitzvah has its own special message, its own special dimension. There's actually a kler in Svarim, what was the goyim? For example, if you take Yetzias Mitzrayim, or take Matan Torah. Matan Torah took place on Sivan. So what was Pshat? Is the Pshat that since the Torah was given on that day, therefore that day becomes a special day? That becomes Man Matan Torah Seinu? Or Fakert? Because that was a special day from Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, that date had a special Kedusha, therefore that's when the Torah was given. But Eich Sheyiyeh, the day has a special Koyach to it. And the Arizal says on the Megillah, when it says, Hayamim Ha'ila Niskarim V'Nasim, Hayamim Ha'ila Niskarim V'Nasim. By remembering the speciality of a day, it's Nasim. The historic importance is reenacted. It comes back and it's re-experienced. And this is Befrat when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the question is, what is the kiyum of this thing? What does it mean? What does it mean Yetzias Mitzrayim? So obviously everything that's pshat, remez, drush, and so on, and pshat means literally to remember and to re-experience. Leaders is atmek ilu yotzim Mitzrayim. But I want to share with you a deeper havonah. And this is from Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov. This is the universal on all Sifrei Chassidus, that Yetzias Mitzrayim exists beruchnius as well. And Yetzias Mitzrayim is b'chol dor v'dor, Yetzias Mitzrayim is b'chol yom v'yom. But particularly during Chag HaPesach, there's this concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is this? What is the definition of Yetzias Mitzrayim? What does it mean to go out of Mitzrayim? So it says that the word Mitzrayim is miloshin meitzarim, meitzaru gvu. The word Mitzrayim is to be constrained, to be locked, to be in prison, to be in bondage. Klal Yisrael were in prison. What were they being held back from? They were being held back from Matan Torah. Nebuchadnezzar, the Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, we want to go serve Hashem, and your presence, your leaving us in Mitzrayim doesn't allow us to serve Hashem. So it says in Svarim that the Yetzias Mitzrayim, for which Pesach is Mesugal, and the Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is B'chol Yom V'Yom, a person has to go out of Mitzrayim. Not only in this context, it doesn't only mean to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, but to take himself out of Mitzrayim, is to take himself out of his own personal Mitzrayim. His own personal Mitzrayim. The very presence of a person here in this world is a situation of Mitzrayim. The fact that the neshama is in a guf, the fact that the neshama cannot relate to us only through the filter of our minds, of our consciousness, that is a state of Mitzrayim. It's not free. It's not in its ideal element, which would be to connect to Hashem, to be dovek in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam 24/7. That is Mitzrayim. To go out of that state is Yetzias Mitzrayim. And here's the question, b'hemshech to what we just discussed. Here is the real question. What does it take to go out of Mitzrayim? How do you go out of Mitzrayim? You can't just decide I'm going out of Mitzrayim. It's an avodah. It's something you have to do. It's something you have to reach. Something you have to accomplish. The way to get there is kol sa'oyer. You have to be mashbiz b'chametz. Ach b'yem arishin tashbisu. You have to rid yourself of chametz. What is chametz? Chametz is gaiva. Chametz is gaiva. Chametz is leaven. The bread goes up. Chametz is gaiva. When you're full of yourself. The first step in a person's Mitzrayim is the very fact that he feels his own presence and his own existence. Just the notion, I exist, I am important, I matter, that's Mitzrayim. Because from the perspective of the Neshama, it's hu levadi v'eindu lofi, there's no I, there's only Hashem. So you have to get rid of the Chametz in order to have Yetzias Mitzrayim. So here is the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. How much you have to get rid of your Chametz in order to have Yetzias Mitzrayim? Do you have to burn the Chametz entirely? Or could you be Mefarer v'zer l'ruach? Do you have to get rid of the Chametz to the point that there's nothing left even in potential? Or is it enough that you dealt with it to a degree, even if it's going to resurface? So this is really a very powerful Chametz, because if the Halacha would be like the Yehuda, we'd be in trouble. We'd be doomed to be in Mitzrayim for the rest of our lives. The Torah tells us over here that Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't mean that you entirely reform yourself, entirely change who you are. It's a big mistake. People think in order to reach anything, you have to transform yourself. You don't have to transform yourself. The likelihood is that we're going to be who we are for the rest of our lives. We're not going to become holy overnight. The challenge isn't to win. The challenge is to continue to struggle, to continue to fight, to keep the chametz down even whilst it's in a state of chametz. I'll just tell you very briefly, and I'll finish with this because we're running over time. There's a Perek in Tanya, Perek Chof Zion, which the Beis Yisrael used to tell all yeshiva bachim, Perek Chof Zion in Tanya, they have to learn. Where he makes this point very, very powerful, and he says that the biggest problem in a person's life is atzus. And atzus is depression. And depression comes often from avodas Hashem. And the mistake is that a person thinks that he has to achieve something which is unachievable. And the point he makes is that a person, if he would realize that a person is not expected to transform his being, he's not expected to become something different, he's expected to be exactly the way he is, but in that state, to make the most of what he has, that would be his own Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, basically, I wish us all, we should have an empty Yetzias Mitzrayim. Thank you.